Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into in the sports world, but before we do that, obviously want to say hello to my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. Good morning, Mike. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Dorf. How's everybody doing this morning, man? It's just another glorious day down here in the Valley of the Sun, man.
Oh, I agree, and you sound wonderful today, man. So I'm excited to get after it with you. Obviously talking about the sports world and everything that goes on in the sports world, but we are now past the All-Star break. We're past that, obviously, in the baseball world. We're also getting closer to NFL football. We're also getting closer to college football. So, Mike, I know you, man, and you're a huge, big college football guy yourself. You were just at the Pac-12 stuff that was going on there in L.A., so we'll get into that, man. But how excited are you about college and NFL football coming?
Dude, it's all good, man. Football is football, and I can't wait for to be talking about some big hits and some big touchdown throws right around the corner.
All righty, everybody. Get involved with us. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We'll be back after the pause for the cause, people. We're going to talk sports. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Second and two at the 11. Clement stays in to the right of Wentz. Shotgun snap comes. He gives it to Clement. Clement at the 10. Clement at the 5. And Clement bangs his way into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Eagles regain the lead. Corey Clement from 11 yards out.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. And as you heard that clip, Mike, as we're coming in, it's the champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. You heard Carson Wentz in there. And the truth is all the news that I'm hearing about Carson Wentz right now is very good. It sounds like he may be ready to go week one of the NFL season. And I got to say that me personally, bro, I have torn two ACLs, one in my left, one in my right, and this is pretty unbelievable. This is astonishing. However, I do know that these guys have some of the best medicine. They have some of the best doctors. They get some of the best physical therapy. So the truth of the matter is this, man, I don't put any limits on people. So the fact that Carson Wentz is out there moving, looking mobile, looking like he might be ready for week one, I think this is great news for the Philadelphia Eagles. With that being said, though, is there a time when they decide to trade Nick Foles and figure out a way to bolster up their team and give them more depth in certain spots and areas? So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. But the news on Carson Wentz, at least what I saw just in the last couple days, very inspiring for Philadelphia Eagle fans, bro.
Yeah, it is really inspiring for Philadelphia Eagle fans. And I'll tell you what, Dorf, I mean, you mentioned that, you tore some ACLs and all that in your past and stuff. And it's amazing the technology that medical technology that has allowed these guys to come back from, a devastating injury like that. Because when you and I were growing up and someone, had busted their knee, blew up their knee, they were done. Like that was kind of almost considered career ending. And now you give them a little over a year, right about a year. And the same with the Achilles injury a little bit. These guys can come back from devastating injuries like this and perform at a high level. And I agree. Everything I've heard with Wentz is that he looks really good. My guess would be that Philly would is going to take this kind of slow. I mean, they don't want to rush him back until they absolutely think he is ready to go 100%. And to have, and this is lack of a better term here, to have the fallback of the Super Bowl MVP in Nick Foles is just a luxury that they have. And you mentioned at some point, do they trade Foles? Well, who's behind Foles? How much confidence do they have in that kid to, you know, come in and take over if, God forbid, Wentz was to go down again? I mean, you got to have a little bit of depth. You got to have a little bit of confidence in that backup. And I'm not sure that Philly does at this point, but it's still early in the year, and there's still a lot of things that, you know, with Wentz and his injury, have to play out a little bit for them to think about trading the Super Bowl MVP.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, look, the bottom line is this, is you have such a great luxury to have a guy like Nick Foles, who you know is capable of taking your team to the promised land because he did it last season. So we all know that. But at a certain point, don't you think that the pressure is going to mount and Carson Wentz, Nick Foles, something's got to give? So we know that Carson Wentz is their guy, and so do they, and everybody else knows that. So I assume at some point during the year, it does make it. And again, like you said, you have to take things slow and make sure Carson is okay and he can get out there and make all the throws and doesn't get hurt. And when he does get banged up, you want to make sure he can get back up. But the truth is at some point throughout the year, they're going to want to fill in some holes. They're going to want to fill in some spots and get some more depth. And when you have a guy like Nick Foles that you can linger out there and maybe entice people at a certain point, and again, think about it like this, other quarterbacks could go down too, Mike, and then, you know, you have this guy, Nick Foles, that you can use as trade bait. I think that my point is this, the Philadelphia Eagles are completely in the driver's seat with whatever they decide to do with Nick Foles moving forward. So I think they're in a perfect position, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, I was going to get to this a couple minutes ago, but I mean, if another quarterback, God forbid, goes down and is out for the rest of the year, you know, they got all the leverage. Well, OK, if you want Foles, what are you willing to give up for him? You know, I mean, I'm sure Philly's going to be like, hey, a first round pick, maybe even two first round pick and a player, you know, and not like some scrub, but, you know, some first rate, you know, second string, first string kind of player. So they have all the leverage at this point in terms of what they want to do with Foles or if another team comes calling. Oh, absolutely.
All right, so we've obviously spent a lot of time talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, and rightfully so. We saw the Carson Wentz video throughout the week, him looking pretty sharp, him looking pretty snazzy and moving right, pretty mobile, making the throws, looking like he's on his way back to from recovery and looking like he may be a week one starter, which, again, is great news for the Philadelphia Eagles and maybe a little bit of a concern for the rest of that division. You know, I don't know if you happen to see recently what Dak Prescott said about standing for the national anthem. He definitely had Jerry's back. But the truth is if I'm the players, I leave this thing alone. I move on. It was a big problem last season. And the more that you keep bringing this up, the more you remind people about stuff like this and you keep them away from watching your game. So the truth is I don't know if you happen to see Dak Prescott's comments, but he was obviously seconding Jerry Jones and saying, look, players need to stand for this. And there's really no other thing, no other way to go about it. So how do you think that all that plays out throughout the season?
To talk about Dak, I mean, Dak, to me, all that was, you know, that's toeing the company line right there. He's not to that point where, you know, if he wanted to challenge Jerry Jones, probably the most powerful owner outside of Robert Kraft of New England, he's not in a spot to do that. Neither is Ezekiel. I would leave it alone as well. I mean, I got my own personal feelings with all that. I mean, you have the Cowboys that, and Jerry Jones saying, my team's going to stand for it, toes on the line, helmets at the side, blah, 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 and all that. And then you have the New York Giants owner. I'm not going to do anything to my players if they don't want to stand for it or they want to kneel for it. So, you know, at this point, I think the players need to leave it alone. Not that, they're losing all this money, because each team just got a $225 million check with revenue, and that's up 5% from last year. So the whole thing, the whole idea that like they're losing money, to me, it's not even a fact, because they got an increase in revenue from last year. But if I'm the players, getting back to your question, absolutely, just leave it alone, move on, and go out and play some terrific football, and people will continue to come back. There's already stats out there that people are coming back to the game, going to watch, and there's different reasons why they stayed away last year anyway. So,
sure. No, I mean, there's numerous reasons, man. But I think that obviously put a bad taste in people's mouth.
Sure.
And obviously, I think that this division's pretty interesting this year. I know that I would say that Philadelphia is obviously the favorite in this division, but I expect the Giants to be much better. Saquon Barkley coming in there to help Eli Manning. I almost think that the Cowboys may take a little step back. I'm interested to see about Washington. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. Mike's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. We'll come back. We'll continue talking football. You can't go wrong talking football. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Third down and 10 in the gun. Clement to his side by a couple yards. He's at his own 47. Third and 10. He drops back. He moves up. Pocket is crumbling. He's hit once. He breaks away. He cocks his arm. Throws downfield. He's got a receiver inside the 5. Over the shoulder catch. Into the whites. Jeffrey pulls it in. Touchdown, Philadelphia. 53-yard strike. What a catch. What a throw on third and 10.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Biasi will snap it. Green will hold it. Sweeps the leg and connects. The Giants shock the Chiefs 12-9. The final in overtime.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We like your thoughts. We like your opinions. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We were talking a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles and Carson Wentz because we did see, and I'm sure a lot of you people have seen, that he looks pretty good, man. The guy had surgery in December, and he's out there making the throws. He looks pretty comfortable. And again, I've had the reconstruction done on both of my knees, so I can relate to a certain degree. I'm not a professional athlete by any means, but I can relate to a certain degree, and I know what it takes to get back out on the playing fields or the basketball courts or the tennis courts, whatever. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of dedication. And if there's one thing that we're learning about Carson Wentz right now is I'm seeing that this kid has a great work ethic, and he wants to be back out there with his team, and rightfully so. They're the defending champs, and he probably feels like he, you know, was a big part of that. But ultimately, Nick Foles was the guy who led him to that Super Bowl ring because Carson went down throughout the year. And you know what? They're lucky to have a guy like Nick Foles sitting in their wings as well. And I think that division is pretty interesting. I definitely think the Giants are much better this year, Mike. I think they were, what, 3-13 last year?
Yeah.
It was definitely a down year for them. Eli looked pretty awful at times. And his receiving core was, you know, pretty banged up, let's be honest. The running game was non-existent. I expect Saquon Barkley to really help him out. The Cowboys, like I said, I'm not exactly sure what to expect out of them. I think they might slip a little bit. Washington is the wild card to me, man. I mean, I don't know what you think, but, you know, now Cousins is gone. Alex Smith is in. And Alex Smith has been pretty good. Don't get me wrong. Throughout his career, he's gotten better with age. But at a certain point, father time gets all of us. And the Washington Redskins, you know, I think they were like on the cusp of something. And I just don't think that Kirk Cousins ever really got welcomed the way that he should have gotten welcomed there. So I just think that this NFC East is, I think it's an interesting division this year, Mike. I really do.
No, it will be. It's Philadelphia's to lose, really. I mean, they got the most talent. They got, you know, they got the best people at the best positions. But I agree with you with Saquon. I think this kid's really going to be special. I think he's going to add a lot for Eli. You know, I saw this guy play live at the Fiesta Bowl against University of Washington, who Washington, you know, last year didn't. They had a really, really tough defense, and he basically shredded them. So he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run between the tackles. He can go out, take it wide. So I think Saquon's going to do. I think Saquon's going to do Saquon this year, and like we saw at Penn State, I think Washington is a little bit of a wild card because you don't know what they're going to have with Alex Smith. You don't know how they're going to use him. Dallas, I'm with you a little bit. You know, you don't know. because Dak had a down year. Ezekiel was out most, a lot of last year. So you don't know how they're going to respond coming back. And then, you know, I think the thing that a lot of time holds the Cowboys back is their owner, is Jerry Jones. He creates a lot of drama where he shouldn't. He should just step back and let the football people do their football things. But, that NFC East will be interesting. It, like I said, though, I think it's Philly's to lose.
No, I'm with you. Again, I think they're the front runners. We all know that. So I think we'd be surprised if Philadelphia takes too big of a hit and then they wind up not winning this division. I think they are the class of that division, but I just see some improvement from teams like New York. And then again, I almost think Dallas and Washington are wild cards. And I know that there's crazy Cowboy fans out there that think that they're relevant, but they really haven't been relevant for about 25 years or so. So ultimately, I want to see more competitive football out of this division, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, let's move on and let's talk a little NFC North, because I don't know if you've seen the breakdown on this one, but slightly the so-called experts have the Green Bay Packers, my squad, as we all know. I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. And the truth is that every year the Green Bay Packers are playing, I think they're going to the Super Bowl, Mike. That's just the way we think, especially when you have guys like Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers leading the way for you. I think that those are reasonable expectations. And the truth of the matter is you know what? They've underperformed for like 25 years. When you only have a couple of rings at this point, I would almost say that the Packers have disappointed to a certain degree. But we always talk about them, and they have a slight nod on this division right now over the Minnesota Vikings. And we have talked a little bit about the Washington Redskins. They have a new man, Alex Smith, and now Kirk Cousins is with the Minnesota Vikings. And we'll see how he's able to adapt and wind up, you know, running that offense for them. Detroit is always scary with Stafford. I think that, you know, you have three teams that are capable of making the playoffs, and then you have the Chicago Bears, who are definitely on the outside looking in. They're still coming up. You got a young Trubisky. I know that Chicago Bear fans are excited, but I really think that this is a two-team race between the Packers and the Vikings, but Detroit could play a factor in who winds up actually winning this division, Mike.
You know, you would always think that Detroit plays a factor, but man, you know, you were talking about your Packers only having a couple of rings in the past 20, 25 years. You would think with a guy like Stafford, and, you know, they had Megatron for a number of years there as well, and, you know, that they would be more relevant than they have been. I think I'm with you in terms of this is a two-team race with the Vikings and the Packers. I actually think the Packers win this division by a game or two. I think Minnesota kind of comes back to the pack, because you don't know if last year was a fluke. You don't know if that was just, you know, throwing a dart at a dartboard and getting lucky with a bullseye last year or not. So I'm going to take that bad man up there in Green Bay to lead his team. And let's face it, I mean, he was injured last year. Like he was out for a good portion of that year. So when you're missing your main cog in the wheel and you get that cog back, you know, it's all good up in Green Bay. And like I said, I expect them to win that division by a game or two.
Well, and you brought up injuries. You know, Delvin Cook was also injured for the Minnesota Vikings last year. Him coming back, and their running game was actually pretty good last year. So the truth is that, and that defense that they have, we all know how good that defense is.
Right.
You know, with the guy that they just had someone pass away too. So I wonder how, you know, those coaches and everybody will respond in that organization too. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on there in Minnesota. And like you said, you know, Case Keenum last year, let's be honest, who the heck would have expected Case Keenum to have the kind of year that he had? So I'm sorry, but if I'm a Minnesota Viking fan, to me, you got to the NFC Championship game last year, right, with Case Keenum. So the next step is getting to the Super Bowl. And if you don't do it with Kirk Cousins this year, or in the next couple of years, well, then maybe you were better off staying where you were with Case Keenum. I don't know. But again, we'll see how that all plays out. And obviously the injury to Aaron Rodgers was devastating. I mean, Brett Hundley was a joke. Let's be honest, man. Like when you go from that starter to that backup, you know, it's interesting because we're talking about Philadelphia, right? You had Carson Wentz, and then you wind up having, you go to Nick Foles, man. Like, wow. Think about the Green Bay Packers had Aaron Rodgers, and then they went to Brett Hundley. Like, I mean, there's just such a drop off. So I think that that's an interesting thing around the league too, is, you know, not having a huge drop off with your backup quarterback. And obviously that's the case more often than not, but I think that I'm with you, man. Of course, I like the Green Bay Packers, and yes, I'm a little bit of a homer because I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, but ultimately, when you have that bad man, I mean, you've got the best player in the league, or 1A, because he and Tom Brady are right there. So, look, man, I'm very excited, if you can't tell. I'm really excited about the football season coming on here. It's very close. We're like 40 days away. And if you're like me, I know you, Mike. You live, breathe, you eat, you sleep, all this football stuff. And maybe on the other side, we'll switch gears, because I know that you were at the Pac-12 meetings, and I want to get your take on Pac-12 football. Obviously, Herm Edwards coming to the Arizona State Sun Devils, Chip Kelly going to UCLA. So there's been some changes in the Pac-12. So I want to get into that. I know I hear the music behind us. We got to take a break. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
Third and goal. Empty backfield, end zone open. Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
Down to 1:10 to go, and Washington moving quickly. 3rd and 3. Redskins still have 2 timeouts. Cousins packs the ball. He throws. End zone. Left corner. It's caught. Ryan Grant. Touchdown, Redskins.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Coach Rubino, Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest, okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils. Just saying.
Well,
we're good, brother.
You can see devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personal.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You see what I mean?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. And you know what? That right there was awesome. Scott, great clip. He comes back with Herm Edwards, a guy, I mean, let's be honest, he is a soundbite just waiting to happen, Mike, as we all know. He's been talking about this train, bringing people on this train here in Arizona to get on the Sun Devil train, right? And he's got spots, he's holding them for people and this and that and the other. I'm not totally buying into what Herm Edwards is selling. However, I have been proved wrong before, and I would absolutely like to be proved wrong once again. You, my friend, were at the Pac-12 meetings last week during the week, and you got to take in all these head coaches. Like you said, five new head coaches in the Pac-12, Sumlin, Herm Edwards, Chip Kelly, just among a few of them. So the truth of the matter is I want your thoughts. I want your opinions about what you saw, what you heard from people, who impressed you, who didn't impress you, who came off like, you know what, who came off really well. And just give me the skinny on the whole Pac-12 conference and how it looks for this season coming up.
Well, first of all, with the Pac-12 media day, they went from 2 days to 1 day. So they scrunched everything into 1 day. It was a long day, busy, but it was a fun day as well. But getting to these new head coaches, you know, Herm gets up there. Herm Edwards, ASU's new head coach, new way of doing things at ASU. They want to approach it like an NFL franchise. He was, and I was talking with a lot of writers from outside of Arizona, and they were asking me, you know, they were telling me, hey, good luck with that, because in the voting for how these teams finish in the conference, ASU was picked by the media to finish sixth. They were picked to finish last in the South Division by the media. Now, on my ballot, and I'm very open about that kind of stuff, I picked them to finish fourth. I don't see them as a last place, exactly a last place team. But the general feeling with everybody else was that they're going to finish sixth.
Let me ask you, is that because they still have guys like Manny Wilkins and N'Keal Harry in place, who we obviously know are playmakers and guys that can stand out in a crowd? Is that why you feel like they're not a last place team?
Yeah, that's exactly why. And granted, they did lose some two good running backs, Kellen Balazs, one of them back there. But the replacement got some time last year, so he's not totally green behind the ears in terms of that. He's been around the program. I think the offensive line is always going to be a question, but the defense is going to be better than it was last year. Having a leader at quarterback, I mean, you know, and I know, you got that leader in Manny Wilkins, who's been there now. It seems like he's been there 10 years, but I mean, he's approaching his senior year. He has that experience. He has that calmness, and the guys have always liked him. Okay, the guys on the team rally around this guy for whatever reason. So I think, you know, Herm, if he's going to be successful, it's going to be because Manny has that experience. He has that calmness about him. And when you get to throw to a guy like N'Keal Harry, who you've seen him, I mean, he's an absolute stud. He's a man child out there with the college game. You know, so Herm did what Herm does. You know, he throws some quotes out there. He was very loose with the media because that's where he's coming from. So that's not a big deal for him. The guy that, I mean, you know where I'm probably going with this. The guy that came off as arrogant, as always, was Chip Kelly. Chip was the last one to go. Chip gets up there, and it was just that he has that smirk. He has just that body language of just, I know more than you. I'm going to run my program whether you like it or not. And he wasn't too short, or I didn't think he was rude or anything to any of the writers that were up there asking him questions. But he just had that. He just carries himself with just a glow of arrogance about him.
Yeah, and again, man, I'm not a huge Chip Kelly guy myself. You know, obviously he had his good run there at Oregon. Now he's back in the pack and going right to UCLA. So we'll see how Chip Kelly's able to install his game plan with the UCLA Bruins now.
Right.
How did Kevin Sumlin hit you, strike you? Obviously the new man down there at Arizona. He's got a hell of an athlete at quarterback there. And it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting how he uses Tate in general. But what did you think of Kevin Sumlin, and what is the outlook for Arizona Wildcats?
You know, going back to the media ballot and how they voted teams to finish in the division, in the whole conference, they had Arizona, as well as I did, they had them third in the Pac-12 South. So they put the media's put in a lot of confidence in Khalil Tate, and Khalil Tate was there. And I'll tell you what, Khalil Tate, He came off as a very likable guy. He has that Magic Johnson smile. And if you know anything about Magic, you know what I'm talking about. So he would answer every question. He was smiling. People asked him about the Heisman because Tate's getting some Heisman buzz. And to his credit, he goes, look, I'm all about the team. I don't, if that happens, great, but I'm all about winning at the U of A. So Sumlin, to me, he came off, out of all the new coaches, he came off the smoothest. I liked what I heard out of him. He was matter of fact about things, but he wasn't like, you know, an iron fist, this is the way it is kind of thing. He was just very calm. He explained what he's trying to do down there in Tucson. And I'll tell you what, Sumlin just kind of has that cool aspect to him, where it's just, you know what, I could sit down with this guy and have a beer, kind of deal. But he came off, very calm, very smooth. And just, like I said, kind of matter of fact about what he's trying to do with his program.
Speaking of matter of fact, is there any team in the Pac-12 that you think is national title worthy? Are there any teams that could be battling it out to get to the national title in the Pac-12?
Washington. Okay.
Browning back one more year.
Browning's back. They got Gaskin back. That whole offensive line is just about all back. I mean, you saw those guys last year when they came to Tucson. I mean,
big kids
that can move. Their back seven, their back end of that defense, look out. If you go across the middle, you could be taking your life in your hands by the way they hit. So Washington, they were picked to win the North. They were picked to win the whole conference. If they go 11-1, because Washington starts against Auburn, okay, and that's going to be a tough game. Auburn's going to be tough.
Is that on a neutral? Is that a neutral?
It's
site?
In a neutral field. That's the Mercedes Stadium down there in Atlanta, where they hold the SEC championship game. So they're going cross country to play Auburn. That'll be that'll be one of the big games right at the beginning of the year to watch. But if they look, if they get out of that game and they win, look out, because they could get to the playoff real easy.
I look at that as a tone setter, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's a tone setter. You get out there that first game, you go out on a neutral field, and you're playing the SEC, right? So you want to be able to flex your muscles a little bit. Ultimately, to me, that's a tone setter for how the season could go for Washington. Go ahead, Mike.
Right. And let me just add this, and this was something that happened and was mentioned after the media day. Dennis Dodd, he is a SEC writer. He comes out and criticizes Bryce Love for not being there. Bryce Love, the running back from Stanford, was supposed to be there. He was supposed to be at the media days. He wasn't. Stanford brought someone else. When David Shaw got up on the podium to talk about it, you know, he said, look, Bryce couldn't make it because he had something with his classes that he couldn't get out of. He had something going on. And so Dodd criticized him for not being there, that says, hey, this hurts his Heisman Trophy chances. And here's the thing about that. We criticize these guys all about the student athlete part of it. And this kid is going to Stanford, right? He gives up going to the media day, which I think he was there last year. So it's that, you know, that was kind of a repeat for him. And he takes into account, I have this class I have to do. And according to Shaw, Coach Shaw from Stanford, Bryce Love loads up on classes because he's trying to graduate early and get out of there. And it's always been a big deal to him. So he chose being the student over being the athlete in this part of his life. But here's the thing that Dodd, I don't know if he mentioned it, Bryce Love Skyped in late in the afternoon. They put him on the big screen in the auditorium. And so he still took questions. Even though he wasn't there, he did what he could do to answer reporters' questions. And he gets criticized because some guy thinks he's going to hurt his Heisman Trophy chances. And here's the thing that got to me. Dodd used Tim Tebow as the example as to, you know, you're in the Heisman Trophy race. Tim Tebow never would have done this. He would have been here taking questions. And my response to that is simply this. Okay, you want to use Tebow? Okay, that's fine. Tebow went to Florida. Okay, no disrespect to Gator fans, but a degree from Florida is not the same thing as a degree from Stanford. Okay, we're talking two different types of academics. So, you know, Dodd to me can just he can just pump the brakes on that a little bit because Love is always, he's always loaded up in terms of classes and academics. He's trying to do something for himself. So that was kind of an interesting thing that kind of, as far as a writer, you kind of take a step back and go, what are you thinking? You're criticizing a guy for going to class? What the hell are you doing?
Well, at the end of the day, man, they're student athletes. And the
exactly.
Big part of what I just said there was the student part first and then the athlete part at the other side of it. So,
right.
And we know what Bryce Love brings to the table, man.
I mean,
the dude is unbelievable on the field. He can shred defenses up. And if I'm not mistaken, he was one of the highest running, you know, he had the most yards out of any running back last year anyway, especially in the pack. So the guy's fantastic. He's a great player. I know we've got to take a quick pause for the cause here, Mike. So we're going to do that one more time this hour. Obviously, we'll come back and we'll kind of set up hour number two. But so much to get into, people. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Horton Schlager to the sideline. Caught. First down. Woo! What a hit! Denzel Ward!
You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is the same outcome that would have occurred if he'd been a non-celebrity. The DA's office thought through this very carefully. We appreciate the staff. We appreciate the district attorney's office treating this as it would any other case.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. In case you don't know what that's about, Conor McGregor, obviously the MMA fighter, a while back was really upset, threw some stuff at a bus and this and that and the other, and then that's the end result with what happened in that case. And, you know, we've been talking a lot of football, Mike, obviously, and we love talking football. You can always get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. You know, hey, combat sports are out there, too. I don't know if you happen to catch what was going on here locally last night, but down at Celebrity Theater, which is a great place. They obviously had some MMA fights, and they go on all the time. But combat sports, brother, where do you sit on combat sports, Mike?
With combat sports, I'm not a big MMA, UFC guy. I'm just not. I'm a boxing guy. I love boxing. Yeah, the UFC, MMA, I just haven't been able to get into it. And I don't know why. I know it's real popular. I know the ratings and the money are all up in that sport. Advertising is all up in that sport. I mean, Fox, you know, Fox Sports goes crazy with that kind of thing. So, but yeah, I'm a boxing guy.
I know, I hear you, man. And it's kind of like that. Like, the boxing fans are true to boxing, and then you have those MMA people that are true to MMA. So stay true to what you love, man. That's the way to be. But anyways, obviously, our number one here is in the books. That means our number two is on the horizon. Stick around. We're going to be talking a lot more NFL. We'll be talking a lot more college. We'll maybe get into some Major League Baseball, too. And I don't know if you happen to see LeBron at his kid's AAU game, man. He was dunking for the crowd. He was having fun. So maybe we'll get into that too. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Another senseless mass shooting, this time in New Orleans, where three people were killed and seven wounded. Police Superintendent Michael Harrison says two gunmen shot indiscriminately into a crowd about 3 miles away from the French Quarter.
By no means does anyone think they need to take matters into their own hands. The New Orleans Police Department and our partners are on this. We will stay on it until we clear it and until we hold those accountable for it.
The suspects were armed with a handgun and a rifle. Another wildfire broke out Saturday afternoon in Napa County, California. Stan Williams stayed behind to protect his home as he watched part of his neighborhood around Lake Berryessa go up in flames.
This is a small community. We know pretty much no one another, and it's very devastating and very sad.
So far, at least a half dozen homes have been destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Officials say Richard Starry killed four family members and then himself in Robstown, Texas, Friday night. His 13-year-old adopted son and his wife's 41-year-old son were found shot to death in a home. Starry's father and his wife were killed at a nursing home, where Starry also shot himself. State Representative Abel Herrero says the community has been shaken by the murders.
We extend our condolences to their families, and we ask everyone to keep them in your prayers.
A suspected killer apparently used dating apps to lure his victims in a string of assaults on both coasts. Police say 27-year-old Daniel Drayton may be connected to as many as seven murders and other violent acts. Drayton's accused of killing Samantha Stewart, who authorities believe was tied up and tortured for hours. Drayton was arrested in North Hollywood, California, where he was holding another victim captive. It's been 1 year since signs of a data breach was reported by Equifax involving 147,000 Americans. Consumer advocate Ed Merwinski says the credit reporting agency still hasn't paid a price.
They ignored the requirement you better upgrade your systems or hackers are going to get in.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Donald Trump's Health and Human Services Department appointee resigned on Friday after controversy involving anti-Muslim statements and spreading conspiracies. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Samina Barreto, appointed in December to a communications post, was placed on leave in April following media reports that she used social media to spread conspiracy theories about a supposed pizza shop sex ring and made inflammatory remarks about Muslims. After issuing a public apology, Barreto returned to work but was removed from her post as Deputy Director of Communications and reassigned to Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families. Barreto's resignation is the third from the HHS following Gavin Smith, a communications staffer who publicly attacked lawmakers and reporters, and Tim Clark, who served as a White House liaison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump tweeted today that there are consequences when people cross the border illegally, and he says many who do so are using children for their own sinister purposes. His tweet comes several days after the government says more than 1,800 children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border have been reunited with parents and sponsors. Hundreds remain separated. Trump also says Congress must fix the, quote, dumbest and worst immigration laws anywhere in the world. A powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist destination of Lombok in Indonesia Sunday, killing 14 people and damaging many.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always call us to jump in on the conversation or tell us an opinion or a thought that you have at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, so much to get into in the wide world of sports. As we know, NFL football right around the corner, man. We're counting those days down as they come. We got college football coming. You were at the media day for the Pac-12. And obviously, Major League Baseball heating up in a major way. So much to get into this hour, brother. Let's talk sports, right?
Yeah, let's talk sports. And there's always not enough time to talk sports. I mean, I think you and I could go on all day and do this all day and talk sports, man, because that's what we love to do.
Oh, and by the way, people, if you didn't see LeBron James at his kids' AAU game, the dude was dunking like crazy. And what I'm upset about, Mike, is Why doesn't he showcase that at the All-Star game, man? He's out there just messing around at an AAU game. I mean, come on, dude. This is the guy that I want to see dunking at the All-Star game, and he's showing it off for those kids. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're just getting loose. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is
800-485-6003.
3 seconds. Throws up the floater. Good night, Cleveland. That is for you.
I think what people don't understand, people that never played the game of basketball, never played team sports, is that only to succeed, it has to be a team effort. You know I get a lot of the headlines, win, lose, or draw, whatever the case may be, but in order to be successful, it's a team game. I learned that from when I first started to pick up a basketball to play organized basketball at age 9. So you get all the doubters and people who've never stepped in an arena, who's never played basketball, who's never put on a tank top and shorts, who've never played anything organized, always want to try to kill my teammates. And it's unfair to them, but I'm always stay true to the game of basketball because the game of basketball always stay true to me. And that's why we're going to another finals, because my teammates played a hell of a game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That is just a fact of life.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And that was LeBron James. That's the king, man. He is now in L.A., as we all know, and for more than one reason. I don't know if you happened to see just the other day, but he's got all kinds of things planned, bro. Obviously, with basketball, with his acting career. And, you know, when we talk about people making decisions, Mike, you know, this decision was more than basketball. We've had some time to let this thing marinate a little bit. And ultimately, I think that LeBron knows he doesn't have the team right now to compete. With Kawhi Leonard recently going to Toronto and that whole situation with DeMar DeRozan not being happy. He was told something, and then obviously something else happened. But this decision by LeBron, the more that I think about it, maybe has less to do with basketball and more to do with what happens after basketball for LeBron. What say you, Mike Wilson?
I would absolutely agree with that. I don't think, you know, when Magic went to his house right at 9 o'clock, as soon as the free agency started, that wasn't a pitch to come to the Lakers. I don't think that was a pitch for that at all. I think it was a pitch for post basketball and everything off the court, because let's face it, Magic, he has shown how it's done in terms of doing things away from basketball and making his hundreds of millions of dollars with Starbucks and Target, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think the pitch to come to the Lakers was necessarily it. I think LeBron had already decided he wanted to come to LA, and he wanted to come to LA for all the off-court things that he can do between, you know, getting involved in the movie business, his production company, you know, the pizza places that he owns, you know, all those things. I think that was a bigger deal and way of life out there. I mean, let's face it, living in LA, if you can swing it, that's a pretty nice place to be living. And with the amount of money that James has, I mean, dude, he's living it up there in LA.
Well, and not only that, let's be honest, man, at this point, LeBron James doesn't need to prove anything to anybody in this league or anybody in the world at this point. The guy's been to 8 straight NBA finals. He's carried teams on his back left and right. He's done it with less talent than most. But the truth of the matter is the more that I think about this, the more that I let this marinate in my brain, and I've watched it develop over the last few weeks, this is a decision more so about what happens after basketball, at least in my humble opinion, for LeBron James. And again, if you disagree with what we're saying, please, 1-800-878-7529, enlighten me, because that's kind of what I have at least taken away from the latest news that we keep seeing. And then we'll hear more with him and Rachel Nichols on Monday night. And I'm excited to check that out, to be honest with you. So I'm interested in that. Hey, let's move on. Let's keep talking NBA, though. Kawhi Leonard, now a Toronto Raptor. DeMar DeRozan, not happy about it, obviously, because he was told one thing and then something else has absolutely taken place. But if you're the Toronto Raptors, and if I'm not mistaken, he had somewhere in the neighborhood, I'm talking about DeMar DeRozan, had somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 years left on his contract. We know that Kawhi is a free agent after next year. So I think that the thing that's troublesome to me, Mike, is knowing where Kawhi Leonard's head is, or actually not knowing where Kawhi Leonard's head is, because let's be honest, I don't think anybody right now knows exactly what he's thinking, except for that some way, somehow in the back of his mind, he wants to get to LA. So why would you get rid of a guy like DeMar DeRozan, who you know what he brings to the table every single night, and you have him for about 3 more years, and instead you decide to go after Kawhi Leonard, who this is a total like crapshoot. You know, you're hoping that you can wow him with Toronto and, you know, obviously Canada, the beauty, but I'll tell you what, those winters are going to be rough on him coming from San Antonio. I don't know if he's going to like that. But the truth of the matter is I think there's more questions about Kawhi Leonard moving forward, obviously, than DeMar DeRozan moving forward. So I think it's a really interesting move, and it does obviously keep Toronto in the mix and maybe even push them up a little bit as far as their stock, because we know how good Kawhi Leonard is if his head is on straight and he's playing basketball the way that we know he can and if he's healthy and all that stuff. But what do you think of this move by Toronto to go after Kawhi Leonard?
Well, you know what? It reminds me very much of the Paul George situation. You're like, wow, okay. Sure. You know, Paul George goes to OKC. And at that point, we all knew that Paul was looking at going back home to Los Angeles. He wanted to be there to play. And so OKC rolled the dice and had a year to wow him and to convince him to stay. So I see the similar thing in Toronto. I think it's going to be a tough sell for Toronto to Kawhi, because like you said, in the back of his mind, he wants to be in Southern California. He wants to be in LA, whether it's the Lakers, whether it's the Clippers, you know, whatever. But that's where he, not him, but the people around him said he wants to be there. So, you know, they're going to have to go deep in the playoffs. They're going to have to, you know, to help really convince him, you know, maybe get to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe even shock the world and get to the finals. So to convince him, because I still think he's going to end up in L.A. He's going to say, hey, thanks, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to go back to Southern California, because like you said, I mean, the winners up there in Toronto, let's not sugarcoat this. That's a tough time of the year up there. Plus the taxes, the way he's going to be taxed on his salary. Woo. Okay. That plays a part, the financial part of it. But then again, you never know where this guy's head is at, because he didn't say anything, you know? So, I mean, the speculation this year, Dorf, with him is going to be strictly that, because he's not going to come out and say anything. You know, he's not going to come out mid season and tell Toronto, hey, you know, I'm not staying and blah, blah, blah. You know, I can't see that coming from him or his people, because that's not him. So yeah, we'll see, man.
I'm interested to see how it all plays out there in Toronto. Obviously, you know, you go after this guy and you're hoping for the best, and you're going to have to wow him some way, shape, or form. And I agree, it is similar to the OKC situation with Paul George, because they went after him. They showed him that they really wanted this guy. And obviously Toronto has done the same type of thing for Kawhi Leonard, showing him that they didn't care about the fact that they may only have this guy for 1 year. They're looking at this as, hey, how do we get this guy to want to stick around and stay in Toronto? And like you said, get to the Eastern Conference Finals, get to the NBA championship. I think that's a pretty good way to sell somebody on
ask you this, man.
Yeah, real quick, because we got a break.
So, yeah, so we talk about this on the other side, but if he goes to L.A., does he go to the Clippers or does he go to the Lakers?
Man, again, that's we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's all setting up, obviously, for a very interesting thing to happen there in L.A., but I do think that the Clippers or the L.A. Lakers, and right now with LeBron there, you would almost say it's a no-brainer. You got to go to L.A. Lakers, not L.A. Clippers. Anyways, I know we do have to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do it, man. We're going to come back. Obviously, get at us if you want to talk, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Keep it close, everybody. It's a Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
5 seconds left. Rockets still have a foul to give. Miami cannot give a foul. Chris Paul with a jumper!
Cold-blooded basket! Here comes Paul. Capella, a screen on Green again. The switch, and West has got the defensive assignment. Paul with the bounce. West may have turned an ankle, and the shot by Chris is in. Chris has got 20.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Line, left field, and that's going to get past. Actually stay in front of Stanton. That allows one run to score. Here comes the second runner. Here's the throw. And he is out. Duffy is out trying to score the third run.
The two-strike pitch. Swinging a drive. Deep right field. Away back. Goal. A game-tying grand slam by Michael Brantley on a hanging 0-2 curveball.
Shift on. And Bryce Harper gets a hold of one right center. See you later. Number 17. Nats on the board just like that.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, please, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And check out that website, dorfonsportsradio.com. And, you know, I was listening to those clips, obviously, and the one that really hit me the most was the Bryce Harper one, Mike, and the reason being is because the Washington Nationals, I think, are really underachieving, to be quite honest with you. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves have both been pleasant surprises. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but the Nationals have been building for years, and I am wondering, again, you know, we've talked about it so many times with the LA Angels of Los Angeles Angels and the fact that they need to blow it up and change things. I'm almost starting to think that sooner or later, that may be the same case there with the Washington Nationals, especially if you don't make the playoffs, if you don't win. Well, let's start here. If you don't win your division and then you don't make the playoffs either, with a roster like they have, and the Phillies or the Atlanta Braves wind up winning that division, I really start scratching my head and wondering what the Nationals need to do. What do you think?
Man, Dorf, I must say that you are a psychic because you've read my mind on this one. And, you know, you do. They've spent a lot of money, man. It seems like they spent a lot of money on their personnel, you know, on their team. And they haven't gotten the results that you would think they would get. And with Bryce Harper coming up on free agency, but having a down year and a contract year, you know, are they going to – I mean, because they've talked about, you know, that kid having $350 million, $400 million contract, are you going to be willing to spend that on one single guy, or do you want to go out and create some more depth with that money that you want to do? You know, so they're going to have some answers, some questions, and they're going to need some hardcore answers for their fans, because I think their fans – maybe starting to wonder the same thing. You know, what's going on with this team? We got Scherzer, we got Harper, we got, you know, all these other guys as well that do play good baseball, but we're not seeing the results. Is it an organizational thing? Is it a manager thing? Are we overestimating these players and what they're worth? So there are a lot of questions with the Nationals, and like you said, the Braves and the Phillies, man, that's probably been some of the best surprises of the whole year, because no one saw that coming. Absolutely, yeah. absolutely nobody saw the Phillies or the Braves being at the top of the division. So, you know, like I said, Washington's going to have to answer for themselves once the offseason starts.
Speaking of top of the division, Cubs right now leading the Central in the National League over the Brewers by a half a game. Brewers actually have more wins, but they have more losses than the Cubs. That's how you get this situation. Yeah, we can always talk soccer, by the way, people. You can call us from the people that are obviously chiming in here on Notoriety Sports Network on Facebook Live. That's where you can catch us. Again, on Facebook, that's where you can hang out with us a little bit. 1-800-878-7529. There's never a topic that we won't go after, and you don't have to be talking about what we're talking about. Right now, we are talking a little baseball, but again, you want to talk some different stuff, you want to talk soccer, we're all about it. 1-800-878-7529. Again, East, it's the Philadelphia Phillies, the Atlanta Braves, and then the Nationals, who are six games back, by the way. So let's keep an eye on that. They're six games back. They're gonna have to chop away at that when you think about it. Maybe a game a week at least, when you think about how many weeks we actually have left here for the Major League Baseball season. I told you about the Cubs and the Brewers being a half a game. The Brewers are half a game behind the Cubs right now, but have more victories, have more losses as well.
The Cubs just made a big trade too.
True. And again, there's been so many moves that have just been made. The Yankees made moves, the Cubs, the Brewers, you name it. All these teams that are players have definitely made moves. Well, like you said about seeing things play out. Right now, it's all paper. It's all in our head.
Right.
Like, oh, that was a great move. This was a bad move. But we have to see how it all plays out for the rest of the season.
Right.
You know, in some cases, you're renting guys. The Manny Machado thing going to L.A. I mean, wow.
That's huge.
Like, you know, do they really need to get better? Seriously. And let's go there for a quick moment. In the National League West, you do have the L.A. Dodgers with a game and a half lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks, which, again, is where Mike and I come to you live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time from the Valley of the Sun. We go global. We're all over the place, and we love the thoughts and opinions from all you people from all over the place at 1-800-878-7529. Diamondbacks, 1.5 back. I think what I'm impressed with here, and then the Rockies at two games back, I'm just impressed that the D-backs haven't fallen off. The Rockies fell off a little early. They've had a little bit of a comeback. And what I'm shocked at is that obviously – the Dodgers aren't running away with the division like they did last year, which got a little interesting because the D-backs got so hot late. But I'm a little bit surprised about all those different things. L.A. not running away with it, and the D-backs and the Rockies hanging in there, Mike.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And let's not forget it with the Dodgers. Kershaw was hurt for a little while as well. So that, you know, when you have arguably the best pitcher in baseball on the sideline and not be able to do anything for it, that's going to hurt. And it's going to allow other teams to kind of stay in the hunt. But I'll tell you what, the Diamondbacks to me are a bit of a pleasant surprise because they did make the playoffs last year. But there were some people, and you can put me in that boat, that wasn't too convinced that they would make a return visit or at least be in the hunt, you know, this late in the season. So, and, you know, they just made the trade for that kid from Minnesota. His name escapes me right now. But, you know, so we will see how that plays out. The Cubs just picked up Cole Hamels from Texas to bolster their starting pitching. You know, so, you know, and your Brewers, man, they're balling this year. They're staying in there. What do you think about your Brewers? Can they do this? Can they win? I mean, they obviously can win the division, but what's been the key for them this year, big guy?
Well, I mean, obviously the hitting, man, you know, and their pitching has been better than probably people would have thought, too. And, you know, they've bolstered their bullpen up a little bit. So, again, we'll see how all that stuff plays out. But Council's done a good job of managing. The ownership does a good job there in Milwaukee, too, in general. I think that it's going to be a race. Hopefully if they don't win the division, they're in really good shape, obviously, also for a wild card. So it'll be interesting. I mean, it's either them or the Cubs. And let's not forget, man, Pittsburgh, dude, they went on a great run. They've made it interesting, too. They're maybe like 5 games back or something along those lines, 6 games back. They can make it interesting, too, if they keep playing well. Real quickly, I want to touch on the American League. Dude, the Boston Red Sox, bro, they are so good. It's ridiculous. They're 40 games over 500, Mike. And the Baltimore Orioles are 41 and a half games out of first place. Like, that is such a lopsided division. There's no division like this in all of baseball except for the American League East.
Yeah, and Boston's loaded. I mean, if you're look, you have no reason to complain if you are a Boston area sports fan. You know, you got the Patriots and Tom Brady, you got the Celtics and all their good young players, and then you got the Red Sox that just come along and they're up. You know, they're 40 games, like you said, 40 games above 500, and there seems to be no, like, there's going to be not a let up from them at all, and they could be the odds-on favorite to get to at least the championship series in the American League. So it'll be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, and then obviously the Yankees are very good. We know about them. Houston Astros, Seattle Mariners, and the Oakland Athletics have been playing pretty well as of recently, too.
And real quick ahead here, Dorf, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but let's not forget that Aaron Judge is out now. Aaron Judge is out for the next 3 weeks with a chip in his hand, and that let's see how that plays out.
Very true, very true. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do it. We're going to come back, and we're going to get back into the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
You bet they took Saquon Barkley. Trying to make things a little easier on Eli Manning and hope maybe he'll turn around and be back to the good Eli and not the bad Eli. Anyways, everybody, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. And please check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. We're going to get back into football. Man, you can never talk too much football, seriously. Hey, just out of curiosity, this is a random question, because I've been seeing this out there a little bit. Well, there's a couple things that are on my mind. First and foremost, Jarvis Landry talking crazy about the Cleveland Browns having Super Bowl potential. Dude, win a football game first, okay? Like, what is wrong with people? I understand you have to think you're the best. You have to think you can win. But, dude, don't jump off the ledge, man. Don't say you have Super Bowl aspirations and that you think your team is a Super Bowl caliber team when you can't win a football game. That's insulting to people. But anyways, before we get to that, Mike, unless you want to talk about that real quickly. But
I mean, I was just going to say, like you said, win a football game.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you win a football game, and then win another one, and then, oh yeah, let's not just get to the playoffs at some point, and then you can kind of talk about having your Super Bowl aspirations. But we digress. Go ahead.
Yeah, just kind of a joke of a comment. Like, I don't even think people should take that anywhere near serious. But okay, so something that is kind of serious, and it's a debate that's out there right now as to who is the best running back in this league. Is it Todd Gurley? Is it Le'Veon Bell? Is it David Johnson, who is back for the Arizona Cardinals? And if he's healthy, we know what he can offer. And Todd Gurley getting that huge contract too. Like, it's about time. In a weird way, Mike, it's about time that the guy that touches the ball the most for your team actually gets paid the way that he should get paid. Because running backs, obviously, the lifespan is very short. They don't usually make $14 or $15 million a year. They don't get money necessarily guaranteed either. So that was good to see for Todd Gurley. But that's a pretty good debate right now. Ezekiel Elliott may be in that mix too. Who do you think's the best running back? What do you think about that Todd Gurley contract? Does that set a precedence? You know, Le'Veon Bell been playing under that tag. I mean, at the end of the day, you're giving him $14.5 million every year anyway. Why not sign the guy to a 3 or 4 or 5 year deal at that rate?
You know where I'm going to go with this. I'm going to go with Le'Veon being the best back, because he can do everything. He goes between the tackles. He can take it out wide. He can catch it going over the middle. He can take it on a screen pass, bubble pass, and take it to the house. And, you know, as happy as I was to see Gurley get his money, okay, Le'Veon, you know, and any Steeler fan out there has to be saying, what the heck? Okay, if Gurley's going to get this, and granted, Gurley's younger, but, you know, Le'Veon still, he's still in his 20s, and he's done just about everything you could ask of a running back in terms of being an offensive threat. Pay the man. Pay the man his money, you know.
They are paying him, and that's what I don't get is you're paying him $14.5 million anyway. Why not give him a long-term deal?
That's where I was going to go, but I go pay him and lock him up long-term, because, you know, if he does leave and, you know, Big Ben is still around, Big Ben's going to miss having a guy like Le'Veon in that offense to take heat off of him. I mean, you know, he doesn't want to be, you know, Big Ben doesn't want to be throwing 50 times a game, 55 times a game. Okay. So, Le'Veon, go get your money, do what you got to do. Prove that you deserve, you know, he's already proven that he deserves the money. I don't know what Pittsburgh's deal is with that. So we shall see.
All right. So, That's interesting. I mean, again, I don't think you can really go wrong with any one of those guys. I think they're all very versatile. They're all very good. We know that. I mean, the truth is what David Johnson provides the Arizona Cardinal offense is obviously was missed. And, you know, they were 8-8 last year or something like that. And I know that people here are hopeful that they'll be better, maybe 10-6 or something along those lines. I personally, again, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to go against the local teams or anything. I think 7-9 is a realistic goal for the Arizona Cardinals this season. I think David Johnson and his productivity, he wants to be a 1,000 and 1,000 guy, catching, obviously, and running, coming back after an injury. I think he's got fresh legs. He wants a contract. How does this Todd Gurley situation impact the Cardinals in the future with David Johnson? Do they just franchise this guy the same way that Pittsburgh has been franchising Le'Veon Bell? So I think that there's a lot of questions going forward this season for the Arizona. We saw the off-field problems that they had with Steve Kimes, you know, so there have been some issues. Players, Navy SEALs Jones, that's my nickname for him, he got in trouble a little bit the other day. So they've had their fair share of some things happen. Yeah, yeah, I mean, and then again, David Johnson, just another one, and it's good to see him at camp and everything, but Todd Gurley's contract has to impact some of these other guys a little bit.
It's going to have a ripple effect, Dorf, because that gives the running back something. Be like, okay, he got those many years at that dollar. And I'm sure Le'Veon and his people are sitting down there going, okay, there's maybe the goal that we set. Maybe a little bit higher because of his productivity in the league. David Johnson and his people have to be saying kind of the same thing, even though, you know, DJ's coming off an injury. So there is a bit of, you know, if I was the Cardinals, show me what you got. Let's see if you can be that 1,000 and 1,000 guy. you know, moving forward. And then let's not forget Saquon Barkley, the rookie, and his contract. I mean, he got guaranteed 31.2 or 31 point something million, you know, and he hasn't taken, as much as I love Saquon Barkley, he hasn't taken a snap in a real game yet. But he's got that much guaranteed money. So all these running backs that have been in the league and have done things and kind of proven themselves to a point, maybe taking a look at Saquon and be like, wow, there's something that maybe our people should go after, because $31 million guaranteed for a running back that's a rookie, that's, you know, kudos to his agent. I mean, everybody deserves to have that agent, right? But it's interesting, the amount of money that's being thrown around, but it's not being thrown around for probably the best running back in the league in Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, it's just interesting in general with that Todd Gurley contract. I think it's going to speak volumes, and I think it's going to set a precedence moving forward, Mike, that running backs will get paid. And I think it's a good thing, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like the toughest position to be playing there on the field. You get the ball 20, 30 times, whether it's, you know, running the ball or catching the ball out of the backfield. So those guys deserve to get paid. I'm glad Todd Gurley got paid his money, and he's a good running back too. So you can't really complain. I'm just curious, like, where they're getting all that money in L.A., though, man. They've paid so many guys this year, so a lot of money there in L.A.
Yeah, there is a lot of money, and moving forward, I mean, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do with Luke Donald. You know, you got to have to pay him, and you got a lot of these guys that are on the rookie contracts, and let's face it, Seattle, when they were good, they had their main dudes on their rookie contracts, and they weren't paying out a lot of money. So what brought Seattle down a little bit is they had to start paying people. They had to start making decisions on who they wanted to keep. And I think LA, you know, as much as everybody likes them, is going to have those questions moving forward as we get further into the NFL season.
All right, a couple things I want to get in here before we go to a break. Jacksonville Jaguars, obviously coming off a tremendous season. That defense was fantastic. Blake Bortles, better than people would have ever expected. You know, they were talking about getting rid of this guy, and then obviously leads his team to the NFC, the AFC Championship game, and obviously they go down to the New England Patriots. Gave him a new contract. But the truth is – what's your bar for the Jacksonville Jaguars? I mean, obviously they're feeling like they are a Super Bowl type team. Was that a one-year wonder for them, or are they a team to be reckoned with in the AFC?
I think they are a team to be reckoned with, but let's not forget Indy's getting Andrew Luck back. Houston's getting Deshaun Watson back and J.J. Watt. So that is a division that has a ton of quarterbacks that are talented in it, and some other talented pieces that are coming back. But, you know, if you're in Indy and you're getting Andrew Luck back, and I'm a big Andrew Luck fan, that's huge. And just the confidence knowing that you got Andrew Luck back there and not some other scrub, and we all – saw what Deshaun Watson did last year, and he was up there for Rookie of the Year. Maybe he was even being talked about Player of the Year kind of deal. So that's going to be an interesting division to look out. I think the ceiling for Jacksonville is as high as they want to take it, but there are some teams that are going to make a comeback in 2018.
And you didn't even mention the Titans, by the way, who also made the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, they made the playoffs last year. So you would wonder how those guys play. And if there's a team that takes a step back, that could be the team that takes a step back.
I'm right there
with
you on that.
Yeah. I think the Colts are – look, dude, I mean, come on, Andrew Luck. And if he's healthy and ready to go for week one the way that they're talking about too there in Indianapolis. So you do have to be very excited about the Colts. And obviously you talked about my man Deshaun Watson. That's who I wanted the Cardinals to take last year. If you remember, man, I was really, really high on him.
A lot of people were.
I loved him, and I think that's one that they could have tried to trade up and try to go after this guy, but he was not only the rookie of the year last year, he might have been the MVP, and he was the most electric player, the most electrifying player. He was the most fun guy to watch. So I think that division, AFC South, oh my God, look out, man. It's going to be so much fun.
Let me ask you really quick. There's these rumblings, and I'm looking at the AFC West and the Oakland Raiders. There's a lot of this rumbling that Gruden hasn't talked to Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack, that big defensive end. He's trying to get a new contract, some new money. But the report that those two haven't even talked is shocking to me. So,
yeah, I agree with you, man. And you know what? The truth is that the Raiders had a down year last year. They don't need any distractions right now. John Gruden coming in there, let this guy try to work his magic a little bit, right? I mean, give him a chance, and you're not really helping him out, at least right now. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. As always, going to come back with our parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Are you talking about the analytics, the GPS, all the modern technology? Man, I'm trying to throw the game back to 1998.
And into the empty set here. Throws, and that's caught by Bell into the end zone for a touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time today. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live on Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. At this time, we do our parting shots. Mike, you're up, my friend. What's up?
Hey, you know, there's a lot of people, especially in the NCAA, that always talk about, man, there's never enough money to help students out, you know, start maybe paying students bigger stipends. But then again, we always see that these coaches are getting paid lots and lots of money. Alabama coach Nick Saban got an extension through 2025. It's going to pay him $8.3 million, which I believe he's going to be the highest paid coach in all of college football. So there is money out there. And at some point, I just wish some of this money would float, more money would flow the to the players' side of it. So, but congrats to Saban, man. The drinks are on him. So, you know, roll tide.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So mine is going to be kind of just about the way the business works. DeMar DeRozan found out the hard way. He was told one thing by his team, and then another thing happened. At the end of the day, man, you're playing basketball. So you know what? You got comfortable. You loved Toronto. It was a great place for you. Now you're going to San Antonio. And you know what? Make the most of it. Don't get angry. Don't get upset about it. Just go there and do your thing and be the guy. Maybe take your game to the next level, right, Mike? I mean, take your game to the next level. Be something special there in San Antonio. Let bygones be bygones. Forget about Toronto. Move forward and think about San Antonio. Anyways, I hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Got to thank Scott for all the great clips today. And then, obviously, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Everybody have a great day. This has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Peace, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.